Care frone mi mcho sening om kirion lo ven sun tu canta lo cana gen yo evangelio tu ana no smon so si kire
stand in the fear of God. Let us listen to the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, pure disciple. His blessing be with us all, amen. Reading from the Psalms of our father David the prophet and the king, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad. Clouds and darkness surround him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, unto whom be glory forever. Amen. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, and they did not believe them. But Peter arose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths lying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven,